In her memoir, A Dream Called Home, Rania Grande offers an inspiring account of her quest to find her place in America as a first-generation Latina university student and an aspiring writer. Grande will be in Rochester tonight as a 2018 Rochester Reads author at Writers and Books. But first, she spends a few minutes with us here on Morning Edition. Welcome. It's good to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much.
You were still in grade school, I believe, when you first arrived in Los Angeles as an undocumented immigrant. Why did you cross the border from Mexico?
Yeah, I was 9 and a half when I crossed the border. And I did it because my father had come here to the U.S. and had left me in Mexico for almost 8 years. And when he returned, he decided to bring me and my siblings back with him. And I found myself at the U.S. border running across and risking my life because I wanted to have my father back in my life. And that was the only way I was going to be able to finally have my dad with me.
Was it very different from what you imagined it might be?
I didn't quite know what to expect. But when I got here, it was very traumatic because even though I was in Los Angeles, the school I went to didn't have any programs for immigrant children. And my teacher just put me in a corner since I didn't speak English. She ignored me the whole year. And I sat there in the corner feeling completely invisible and voiceless. And I felt that I didn't know anything because the knowledge that I brought into the classroom was in the wrong language. So I was made to feel that I was completely ignorant. And it was traumatic of trying to adjust to being in this new environment. Los Angeles was completely different from my little hometown in Mexico. We were disappointed that the children in LA and other parts of the country are not allowed to come out and play in the street. You know, they're under house arrest and nobody ever comes out, which was so different from my hometown where you knew everyone and kids play a lot outside and you really feel part of the community. And here we didn't.
I was touched by the fact that you said your writing has allowed you in a way to reclaim your homeland.
Yeah, it has allowed me to reclaim my homeland because ever since I left Mexico and I came here, I lost it in a way, you know, because ever since then, whenever I go back to Mexico, people treat me like a foreigner and they tell me that I'm not Mexican enough anymore because now I've been Americanized. But I guess for me, you know, it's really important to keep that connection to my native country because it's a big part of who I am and that's where I was born and I want to make sure I never forget where I come from. And at the same time, you know, I also really love writing about the U.S. because it's also a country that has been a huge part of making me who I am today.
What do you make of the immigration policies of the Trump administration and the climate right now around immigration in the U.S.?
Well, it really breaks my heart about the way that he's been treating the immigrant community because it's really heartless. And I wish he was a little bit more compassionate and that he treated the immigrant community with more respect and dignity. I feel that he's focusing on the wrong things when it comes to immigration because he complains so much about illegal immigration and he keeps saying that, you know, he wants to stop illegal immigration. But at the same time, he's decreasing legal migration and the opportunities to come here legally. Also, I think that part of the discussion around immigration needs to focus on the push factors that are creating this migration because, I mean, right now, you know, we're seeing the highest numbers of displaced people all around the world, and yet we're not talking about what is creating that displacement. Why are people being forced to leave their homes? And if we address those push factors, that will decrease migration because people don't want to leave their homes. They don't want to leave their families. They don't want to leave their communities and risk their lives to go somewhere else. They're forced into it.
Rania, what does home mean to you these days?
Home is a place where I feel welcome and I feel that I belong. And for me, my writing has become my home. That's where I feel whenever I'm writing and I'm creating. That is where I feel that I belong the most. And I take my writing with me everywhere I go, you know. So it's been a really wonderful experience to be able to create a home for myself out of words and dreams.
That's Rania Grande, author of A Dream Called Home, among other titles. Tonight from 7 to 8:30, she will be at a free event at Writers and Books. It's part of the 2018 Rochester Reads series. Rania, thank you. It was great talking to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you.